This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will never compromise on the interests of its farmers, fishermen and dairy farmers. Addressing the M.S. Swaminathan Centenary International Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi emphasized that the welfare of farmers remains the utmost priority of his government. He said the government is continuously working on increasing the income of farmers and reducing expenditure on farming. He highlighted that the government has recognized farmers' strength as the foundation of the nation's progress.
हमारे लिए अपने किसानों का हित सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है। भारत अपने किसानों के, पशुपालकों के और मछुआरे भाई-बहनों के हितों के साथ कभी भी समझौता नहीं करेगा। और मैं जानता हूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से मुझे बहुत बड़ी कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी लेकिन मैं इसके लिए तैयार हूं मेरे देश के किसानों के लिए मेरे देश के मछुआरों के लिए मेरे देश के पशुपालकों के लिए आज भारत तैयार
The Prime Minister highlighted that today India is the world's number one producer of milk, pulses and jute. He said last year India recorded its highest ever food grain production. He said Dr. Swaminathan led the movement to make India self-reliant in food production. He stressed on the need to develop as many varieties of climate-resilient crops and focus on heat-resistant crops.
कुछ व्यक्तित्व ऐसे होते हैं जिनका योगदान किसी एक कालखंड तक सीमित नहीं रहता। प्रोफेसर एमएस स्वामीनाथन ऐसे ही महान वैज्ञानिक थे, मां भारती के सपूत थे। उन्होंने विज्ञान को जन सेवा का माध्यम बनाया। फूड सिक्योरिटी को उन्होंने अपने जीवन का ध्येय बना लिया। उन्होंने वो चेतना जागृत की जो आने वाली कई सदियों तक भारत की नीतियां और प्राथमिकताओं को दिशा देती रहेगी।
Proceedings of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha continued to be marred by the opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar and other issues on the fourth day of this week. Due to the opposition ruckus, both houses have been adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanded discussion over the SIR issue. The presiding officer said SIR issue is under the preview of the Election Commission and the process is underway. He said the matter is also sub judice in the Supreme Court and the discussion cannot be held in the House. He urged the protesting MPs to go back to their seats and allow the House to function. Amid the noisy scene, the House passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025 and the Manipur Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2025. Amid the pandemonium, the chair adjourned the House for the day. Talking to Akashvani News, JDU Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Jha said special intensive revision SIR is not an issue in Bihar. He said the Election Commission has done the work of SIR very well in the state. In the aftermath of a devastating cloudburst and landslide in the Dharali and Harsil regions of Uttarkashi district in Uttarakhand, large-scale rescue and relief operations entered their third day today. A total of 518 personnel from the Army, Police, NDRF, SDRF, ITBP and the Civil Administration are actively engaged in rescue efforts, while 814 additional personnel are on standby for relief support. India is celebrating the 11th National Handloom Day today, recognizing the country's rich weaving traditions. The celebration honors the historic Swadeshi movement launched on August 7, 1905, which promoted indigenous industries, especially handlooms, as a form of resistance to British rule. In Myanmar, acting President U Min Swe passed away at the age of 74 in capital Naypyidaw this morning. The National Defence and Security Council said a state funeral will be held for the acting president. U Min Swe was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses during the last hour of trade today, recovering from initial cuts. And with that, we end this news bulletin.